In today's video, we are going to dive into the you rule, how to unleash your personality. Now, the trick with personality is there actually is no trick. It's about bringing out your best parts, your best qualities, your best traits, and showing that in your videos. Simple as that. So today I'm going to dive into some things that I've learned as a director to teach you how to be your best self on camera. Now, first up, let's talk a bit about some symptoms that come up, such as shrinking yourself when you're in front of the camera or becoming robotic when you're in front of the camera. Those are pretty common ones that happen. Now, that is all due to your nerves because we don't behave like that when the camera is not on us, right? Yes, nerves can cause very unnatural behavior. All of a sudden, like, your hands do weird things and you're like, I have never done this in my life. Why am I behaving this way? Or you get very stiff and, you know, you're holding yourself away from the camera a bit. You're very nervous and you're kind of like shrinking in a way, you know, you're putting your personality aside. And this is all, you know, that fear stuff that we've spoken about. It's how it rears its ugly head, is it comes through and makes you behave in a way that does not feel comfortable and doesn't look comfortable too. So this week, I want you to consider something. Now that you've got some practice videos under your belt, it's time to get a little more real. So let's not be bad actors in this group. And what do I mean by that? Well, when I was studying as an actor, there was this thing that, again, my old acting coach would yell at us if we were up there and we were just being super stiff, and she'd yell, "Don't be bad actors!" And we'd just be like, I don't know what to do. Well, the thing about being bad actors is when you're putting on emotion, when you're faking it or pretending to be happy when you're making videos, because if you're pretending and faking that stuff, it really, really reads and you look uncomfortable and inauthentic and kind of not trustworthy. So this week, make sure that you use the warm-ups that you learned from last week to get yourself more in the mood to make videos, more in the mood to have some fun and to play and have an adventure. And when you feel lit up from within, that is when your personality starts to shine. That's when you laugh and you don't have to force it. You're not like, oh, look, I'm having such a great time. You know, none of that. No bad actors this week, okay? You are an entrepreneur. You're amazing at what you do. And it's time to start letting that enthusiasm, that love, that passion that you have for your work and your clients start to shine through. So this week when you're doing your practice videos, I want you to keep in mind that it's not about faking. If you press record and you are scared out of your mind, just let us know that you're scared out of your mind. If you can honestly own up to that, you'll connect with us a lot more than if you just pretend that you're not nervous. This is the place to go through that. This is the place to experience it, to let us in on where you're at, because it's better that you do it here than down the road when you're out in the world. And if you're having a funky day, you're not feeling super great that day, and you're like, damn, I gotta make a video, don't like put on a smiley face this week. If that's how you're feeling, just let us know how you're doing, okay? The it factor has to do with being real, being truthful, daring to be yourself. And the best way to get to that is to go through this. And the flip side, if you are having a funky day and you're like, oh, I don't really want to show everybody how funky I'm feeling, that's fine. Go ahead, put some music on, raise your spirits, raise your energy, get excited, and then press record. Okay? Because I know it can be really vulnerable if you're having a funky day and you don't particularly want everybody to know about it, but consider this a safe space and know that we're here to support you in your journey. When I was in theater school in New York, there was this saying that was plastered all through the school. And the saying said, an ounce of behavior is worth a pound of words. That means that your behavior, your energy, your mannerisms say a lot more than what your words are saying. So part of the it factor is the energy, the behavior that you bring to the table. And that's all about getting that warm up, about feeling excited to press record, about getting excited about communicating and speaking to your tribe. And honestly, that energy, that love, when you can feel that passion coming through, it says so much more than the actual words that you're saying. Because you know when you've watched somebody's video and they're like saying all these fancy words, but you're not feeling anything from them, or you're just like, this person doesn't excite me at all. Like, that's what I'm talking about, because you're not getting a glimpse into their it factor. In our third week, it's time to get real, people. So make sure to make an effort this week to drop some of the masks. And do what it takes in order to be able to do that. Have somebody standing in the room with you to help you feel more comfortable. Bring a pet into the shot with you. Or just breathe. Take that moment before you start shooting. Breathe and connect with yourself and make an agreement that you're going to be real. I'm so excited to see what you post in the group this week. I can't even tell you. I will use myself as an example, and this is something you can actually go to my website and see. For my earliest videos at videosthatshine.com, I was not using my own you rule. Because I was a filmmaker before and an artist exclusively, I didn't really know exactly what it meant to be an entrepreneur. And so my early videos, you'll see there's something different about the choices I make with the music, about how I present myself, my energy, all that stuff, the fonts, everything is very different than what I do right now. And the reason is because I thought that I needed to act like an entrepreneur. I thought, hey, I gotta be, you know, a certain way and carry myself a certain way and be very respectable. Not that I'm not respectable, but you know, I felt like I needed to be more conservative than I actually am, to be less artsy than I actually am. And I'll tell you what, about a year into my business, I started to have a meltdown, like a inner freak out, because I was just feeling so inauthentic in my business. And I had to have a heart to heart with myself. You see, I had decided that I needed to separate my artist side from my business side, because I felt like if I was being artistic and expressing myself in my business, I would no longer need to be an artist. Well, a year into my business, I realized I was so completely wrong about that. Hiding that part of myself was not serving myself, and it wasn't serving my clients either. So I rebranded, I started to bring more of my personality into my videos, and I can't tell you the difference. Not just for myself and how I feel like talking to the camera, but also to my clients and people who are attracted to me. It's created a different type of energy and momentum because I am using the you rule and I'm like, okay, I need to be myself. Wow. It was so crazy because I was like, why am I discovering this now? This is something I know about. But as I've said before, the only way through it is to do it. That's the only way you're gonna learn. So for me, I had to learn what I already knew by doing it. Make sense? So this week I want you to commit to the you rule. I want you to commit to daring to be yourself, bring more of yourself into your videos. And I'll let you in on a little secret. As a director, I am not interested in the fake stuff. I crave real stuff from real people. That is what lights me up. Like, that is where the magic happens, when somebody dares to open a window into their heart, when someone dares to be silly and to allow different parts of their personality to shine through. Oh my gosh, that is magic. That is pure magic. So let's make a promise together, okay? So I fill in your name, solemnly swear to bring more of me and my personality to my videos this week. I swear that I will do what it takes in order to help myself relax more in my videos and have more fun. Okay, that's it. Okay, you promise. And I'll tell you one last secret to the you rule. You have exactly what you need. You already have it within you. It's kind of like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. At the beginning of the story, Dorothy goes to Oz. She's sent to Oz through a tornado, and when she lands there, she has to figure out how to get back home. So she goes on this very long adventure. She has to go get a broomstick from the Wicked Witch of the West and yada, 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 and all this stuff. And then at the very end, when she meets up with Glinda the Good Witch, Glinda says, well, honey, you already had everything you needed in order to get home. She already had what she needed. She was wearing her ruby slippers, and all she had to do was tap her heels together 3 times and they would send her home. So it's the same with you, believe it or not. Unleashing your personality really is just about tapping your heels 3 times and allowing what you already have to shine through. All right, so you've learned a bunch of stuff regarding the you rule and unleashing your personality. So let's have a quick recap. You learned about how nerves are the cause of any unnatural behavior that's coming up, that your secret weapon is you and your personality. You learned that this is a week to dare to be real and don't be a bad actor. You learned that smiling and laughing is not something that you fake, that they are things that actually come from feeling excited, confident, and comfortable on camera. You learned the saying, an ounce of behavior is worth a pound of words. With the you rule, you are your own secret weapon. So I want to make sure that you recommit your energy this week and dive in. Dive into the sweet sheets and the practice videos, these lovely video missions that you are on, and make sure you get caught up if you've fallen behind. You have everything that you need to shine on camera. You just need to do the work. And make sure to press record on your practice videos this week and show us bits of yourself in the group. Okay, that's it for the you rule. So head on to the next video. Dream up.